Renee.
And Amelo. Woo! Oh my God.
Oh, guys, we're extra excited.
I know, because obviously we missed last week.
I forgot I had a podcast.
So did I. I came in. I was like, so is this what I do on Tuesday?
It's like, what do I do?
Like, what do I do?
Amber, do you want to let the people know why we didn't have an episode?
Oh, yeah. I caught the old COVID, didn't I? Caught the old COVID, dying in my bed. But I'm fine now, and I'm back. Yeah.
Stunning. She's tan. She's hydrated. She's well rested.
Yes.
I mean, one of us was bound to catch COVID.
Do you know what? I'm surprised I didn't catch it earlier than when I did. Because the way I was out in these streets.
You were in these streets. You were cleaning the streets.
Mad. I was up at 5 a.m. in Soho cleaning the streets with a bird.
No, quite literally. Oh, well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Missed y'all. I hope y'all missed us. Oh, there we go. Burpee McBurpee's around.
Burping up my porn
star. I've nearly finished my porn star. What's going on? Sure, I think cause I'm just constantly thirsty. Now I've been drinking so much water. I'm constantly like, I need a drink.
I think I'm just constantly like, I don't really enjoy being sober. I know it's going to sound really crazy. Like, I'm not an alcoholic, but it's just like, why not have a drink? But I have this thing where I don't drink midweek at home alone.
Mm. I don't actually drink midweek at home alone either.
Oh no, my family's very much alike, bring the red wine out. Like,
oh yeah, like, so my, I just yeah, try mum and dad, to... red wine, they're like Ray and a Fanta, both of them.
I get it, you know what? When I was younger, when you're watching EastEnders and you see people like drinking midweek, you're like, bro, like, it's not that serious.
No, but
like,
it is that serious.
It is, like, I get it, like, being an adult is a mad thing. And you know what? I might need a glass of something on a Monday.
Yeah.
But I'm trying just to like, restrict it to
I don't drink it at home because I'm usually out midweek and drinking. God, that's why. Do you know what I mean?
You mother clucker.
You mother clucking clucker.
You mother clucking clucker. Cluck you,
you mother clucker.
We were on FaceTime to each other, yeah, shock, talking about absolutely nothing for 2 hours. And me
literally
burst out in this random thing for minutes, just being like, you mother clucker.
No, but I was dying. Like, why was that so fucking, so clucking funny?
It really wasn't.
I feel like because my parents picked up that, obviously, I've got a really bad potty mouth and, like, I swear a lot.
Oh,
and
they
were like, I mean, you swear a lot, like, when you don't need to swear. Like
at home or just in life?
Like, in life and at home, like, in my sentences.
Right,
there's just a fucking here and a fucking there and a clucking here. But now I can just be like, clucking hell, like, clucking cluck cluck.
You know what? That's so funny because I don't swear at home. I mean, I don't think I'm even saying any... I'm never really engaged in dialogue that requires, like, a swear word. Mm. But, like, when I'm out... It was on these dates. Obviously, saving dating stories for dating diaries, but just a point. I'll be talking. I'll be like, yeah, man. And then, like, fuck it. And I'm like, that's not attractive.
No, some guy was like, you swear, like, a lot. And I was like...
fuck it.
I was like, hey, so what's your point here? Like... you trying to fuck or not? Because I don't know where you're trying to get out with this. Okay, so you don't. Woohoo! Like, have popcorn, here's some celebrations.
No, but people don't swear, you know.
No, but then when they do, I'm like, clucking hell. That's the first time I ever heard you say cluck.
You mother clucker.
You know how to clucking swear.
Let's just normalise swearing, okay?
No, it is bad, though, because it's like, why can't I string a sentence together without swearing? Yeah.
And it's just the fuck. It's the fuck.
It's the fuck. Because it is actually quite strong. Like,
it's like,
why?
Fucking!
It's literally so bad. But it is what it is.
Charge it to the game.
Charge it. The game's tired of being charged.
The game is tired of... Listen, the amount of times I'm on Twitter, everyone's like, yeah, just charge it to the game. Like, I think the game has been charged.
It's fully charged. It's not taken anymore.
It's so...
They're like, no more wires, please. We're fully charged. I've finished it already. We've just started. Oh. And my drink's done.
Party time.
Right.
Come on! Inject it!
So, as you guys know, during Love Island season, we did say this, but I'm going to repeat. That's not even mean repeat.
It really doesn't.
Repertoire is actually like the music that you know in like musical theatre terms. Like, my repertoire is like all the songs that I know. Anyways, a little bit. What the fuck am I saying?
I'm really really don't know.
All right, sorry.
You know, I've never repeated.
Rewind.
Cluck.
We are repeat. I'm going to repeat. Basically, instead of fashion news, we're doing Love Island news during the fashion news segment because Love Island's on. That's Boom. All I'm trying to say.
And it's been a minute. I feel like it's been 10 years since we spoke about Love Island. So let's go.
Right, cluck in hell. Where the cluck do we start?
All right, Danny, I'm going to need you out.
He ain't
and
right.
God willing, by the time this episode drops, he's out because he's very scary to
he's
me.
He's so toxic.
He's very scary
he's
to
possessive.
Me.
He's a gaslighter and he looks like a racist.
He looks like a naked mole rat as well. He's a racist
and he just looks like he'll beat you up.
Yeah, no, facts. Like if, so what Aaron did where he...
Sorry, spoiler alert, carry on.
In case you're not caught up, but why wouldn't you be? That's so bizarre if you're not. Anyway, what Aaron did in terms of wanting to kiss Lucinda when she was coupled up with Danny, if that was like a real life situation, mate, Aaron's getting bottled.
Oh, 1,000%.
And the mandem, the EDL mandem are coming around the corner.
Oh, he's so EDL.
He's EDL.
1,000%. He's like, what's that guy?
He's EDL, Robert, but make it urban.
Robbie Robinson. Robbie.
He's EDL, but make it urban.
Yeah,
literally what he is. Like, he
tried to come
me.
In like a Jack Fowler, but no one can be a Jack Fowler.
No, he's so scary. And when, like, you can tell, like, I don't think he's even watched Love Island before, you know?
He has no idea how it works.
Because I think he's so possessive that it's like, this is how it works. Like,
he's a narcissist.
You might be in a couple, but people will still talk to each other and you're figuring it out and...
He's
open.
Constantly eyes.
Yeah,
eyes
his
on,
eyes.
Eyes is like, she's not your property.
And when she was like, he's fuming, she was shook.
Oh, of course.
She was shook
she's
to
like,
the
fuck
core.
It. She's like, clocking out, I have to share a bed with him. Like, that's so scary. And also, he's a narcissist because when Lucinda tried to break up with him, he's got in there and made it look like he broke up
to.
With her.
But did she? I feel like I need to watch it again because...
He didn't let her get a word in edgeways, so she couldn't actually do it.
Oh,
so she
was you just think like, he deeped that?
He
that's
deeped
what
that where
she
was going.
Do,
so he was
right,
like,
okay.
No,
kind
no,
of got
no.
in there first.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
yeah.
he was going round saying, yeah, I just ended it with her. She went round saying, well, I ended it with him. Oh. She's like, well, I tried, but he wouldn't let me. So now he's like, thinks he's ended it, but really, like, I came to have a conversation saying that I want to get to know Aaron, but he was just
when
like,
he was like,
you're a black Ferrari.
Oh, God. It's like, that's my favourite car. It's like, shut up.
It's like, you put the key in and it don't work. That's what it's like with
and
you.
And she's like, really?
She's like. And then do you know what's so dope? It's her finishing off his sentence. He's like, you put the key in. She's like, and it don't work. He's like, yeah, it don't work. It's like, I want to go, but it's not working. Yeah, it ain't working.
No, it's when he was like, yeah, you know, I don't want to be in a situation that like makes me so serious. Like, I just feel like I'm being so serious. Like, no, that's your character.
Yeah, you are
like,
serious.
This situation is not making you like that. That is actually how you are.
And sorry, Aaron, he really annoys me. I hate his teeth and I hate his mouth. Is such a pussy.
I hate
pussy.
The way he speaks.
I hate the way he speaks. He's a pussy because Danny really G-checked him.
Oh, no, facts.
Like Danny did not let him get a word in edgeways. I would have got up and
been
he was
like, yeah, mate,
when you're ready
right.
to have a conversation, come chat to me because this ain't a conversation. That's what I would say if I was Aaron personally.
If I was Aaron, I'd be like, bro, like, it's Love Island. It's a game, like, may the best
And he was
win.
Actually there first before you
That's the thing.
Chose Lucinda. They were like,
trying
oh,
to
do
crack
we like
on.
Each other? Yeah.
yeah. And you came and stole her from me. So, babe, like, I'm carrying on what I'm doing. He's a bit of an idiot anyway.
Can I say something? This is probably a bit controversial.
Controversial.
It's a bit controversial. But Kaz is really fucking getting on my tits.
She is. No, Kaz is like, why so horny?
Why? Doing the most.
The way that she was lipsing, she was lipsing for her rent money.
No, because it's like, you don't need to lips them. They weren't trying to lips you.
She was the tongue,
The tongue was tonguing, bruv. Like, stick it back
bro.
In your mouth. And then, sorry, do you know who else is a dickhead?
Ooh, not the dickhead!
Sorry, a clickhead.
Cluckhead.
A cluckhead.
I can cluck.
Liberty. Still my best friend, Kaz.
Nah, she don't want it. She's not. Listen, I like people that pick their battles wisely. And she's like, I'm not on it. And it's not, really, it's not worth it because she knows that Jake doesn't like Kaz.
Yeah.
So it's not even worth making a beef and then your best mate's gone. But Kaz needed to chill. She was doing a lot.
We needed, in that situation, Belle.
Belle would be like, are you mad?
Belle's like,
that's my man.
But that's what Belle did. Belle was like, no, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, to the guy. No, but she didn't do it to the girl. She did it to the guy.
Yeah, to the guy. But, like, that's what Liberty should have been like. But she's so, like, head over heels. Do you know what? I just feel like all the girls are the weakest link.
Oh my, AJ.
AJ.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
She's like, I just really like you. And I'm like, I'm not really like this.
And this is what I rate.
I'm not usually like this, but I'm just like, I really like you, Hugo. Like, Hugo's like, the fuck? Like, get
this
off me.
This is why I rate Hugo, because he's been done dirty throughout.
Yeah.
And he's still not settling. And that's what I respect, because a lot of people will be like, oh, yeah, clock it.
You know what he's giving me? He's giving me Camilla attention. Vibes. You remember Camilla?
Yes.
She was so picky, 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 picky.
But, okay,
she found
Camilla was picky, but the man actually wanted her. No one's wanted Hugo. That's the thing.
Right, right.
So it's like,
right.
No one's wanted you, but he's like, well, I don't care. I'd rather be single than settle for like Miss AJ.
But he also needs to just like leave. It's not friend. Like, someone said, tweeted something that was like, they need to ban friendship couples because I'm not watching Friends.
Yeah,
like, I'm watching Love Island. I want to, like, are you lip sync or an R? Like, leave.
It's just, there's no drama. And I wrote a really angry tweet and it was like,
oh, did you?
And it was all in caps. It was like, every day I waste an hour of my life.
No, literally.
Thinking this is going to be a good episode, but I'll still watch it tomorrow just in case that's the good episode. I don't want to miss it. And every day I'm let down.
Mate, last night I went to bed at night. I was so tired. And usually I stretch myself, like, let me say for Love Island. I was like, fuck that. I've watched the first look and it's dead. Like, I'll watch it like while I'm working.
And
like, I'm
tried
not
to
doing
make it.
It
seemed like it was a mad thing and it was literally nothing.
It's dead. Like, it's dead every day.
Something better happen in Castle and More. Jake better pull a. Who is that guy that was with Georgia and then came back with Kaz that year?
Georgia. Oh.
What was his name? Him, Jack Fowler, and Wes were all friends. What the hell was his name?
The one that's always with the footballers.
Yeah.
What's his name? Oh, whatever is, you know, Josh.
I need Jake to pull a Josh and come back into the house with a new, with a blonde.
But the thing is, I don't know if he will, because Jake is not actually desirable.
Oh no, he's
not. Like a garden gnome.
He's such a farmer.
He's not desirable. So I think
no
he'll
one
struggle.
Is desirable
I think,
there.
Like, who's gonna stray? I think Toby. For sure.
Yeah.
Chloe is not a looker.
Oh, we're gonna come to them.
Like, God forgive me, but Chloe's not a looker. Like, I mean, I'm not like dropped her gorge, but she's not.
She stopped throwing, like, when she kisses him, she's like,
no, like her whole tongue. Like, why did I see like, her whole tongue? It was like a horse's tongue.
It's like, stop that and just have some body control off your muscles and just go into it. Why are you flopping on him?
Yeah.
And he is so dumb. I don't know what he sees in her. And
I think, but you know what I did?
Their hideaway made me feel sick.
When girls come into the villa so far, no one's on Toby. So I think this is like the best. It's the best that he can get right now. Anyone that likes him, no one's actually been on him. So when he goes to Casa Amor, if someone's on him, he's going to be like, oh yeah, but like, you know, I've just been getting to know Chloe. Like, it's only been like a couple of weeks. He's going to be out there because like, it's not going to work on the outside. It's not working.
Oh, not at all.
It's not working. It's not working. Zero.
Did you understand the
yes,
the football coding talk? So sorry to be vulgar, but basically, she gave him a hand job because he said there's a handball and then there was floods on the pitch. So she gave him a hand job, he fingered her, she squirted. That's what I understood.
I didn't get that. I got...
He was like, there was zero defence, a lot of attack, there was a bit of a handball, and then we had to stop because there was flooding.
But he said it was on 1-0. He said it was 1-0 to
first,
him.
Yeah.
But what? Surely that means he scores. I thought it was he did something to her and then
I think
that was
she
it.
Said there was foreplay, so that must mean like hand play, you know?
Yeah, but maybe hand play to her because it was 1-0, not 1-1. So it wouldn't be a hand and a hand. It's
so
one
it was
way.
Handball, he handballed and then there's flooding on the pitch. Which is bad. But go ahead though.
I'm not even buying it. I think they did more, to be honest.
Do you know what?
Because they were corroborating their story.
When I see old clips of like the past season, like people were fucking.
But you know what I think?
On Love Island, they've been told they're not allowed.
No, no, no. Love Island are not showing it. I think there's an element of like GDPR.
That they're not allowed.
Because
to
think
show.
About Millie and Liam went to the hideaway. We didn't see nothing. We don't even know anything that
like
happened.
That girl that gave head to the.
When was that?
In like season two. She
yeah, back her, day they were freeing it
that
up.
That girl that was riding the guy.
Yeah.
Megan had sex with Eow and she had sex with someone else, with Wes as well.
But I think unless they're willing to say what they did, I don't think Love Island are actually going to show the footage. Because I'm not being funny, like the way they sleep, the guys in them pants, shit is going down in that room. Like, there's no
way. I don't want to put
myself
on blast, but like,
there's no, it's not possible.
If my man is in my bed with me, I'm going to be like, Ta-ta,
no, it's not possible. Like, I see them when they're, and I'm like, the pants are really pantsing. Like,
you know,
there's no way they're just like lips in and going to bed. Mm-mm. Not zero. That ain't right. Especially after they've had, when they had their wines on the party nights.
But the thing is now, they're only allowed like one glass of wine a night. And obviously, the,
is it?
Yeah.
One glass? No, yeah. Kaz is definitely drinking more than one.
I think some people got really low.
Do you think?
They've said that they're not allowed to drink a lot of wine. Who is it? Someone out of them. It's like, we're not allowed to drink that much alcohol. But this is when reality TV
shows
are good.
It's so boring.
When they have a smoking area, that's in the thing. Remember the fire pit? Everyone would go to have fags, and that's when the conversation goes.
They're not allowed to smoke there?
They're not allowed to smoke on camera. They have to go one by one, I think, to smoke, because then conversations happen. They want to get that on camera. You're not even allowed to smoke with other people.
You know what? This is just like, it's the death of reality TV. This is why, you know that show, I haven't watched it. You know the show with Jocelyn Hernandez, the stripper one, Double Homicide? Like, this is what, I love shit like that. Give me it raw. Like, yeah, I like the rawness when a show is new, not when like, oh, we've been doing it for long, now we're trying to do like, make it pretty. And
they need to do like Too Hot to Handle. Like, they don't know what show they're going on. They're just going on a show and then suddenly it's like Love Island. It's
because
like,
Lucinda's on there for clout.
1,000
I saw something that apparently she was snapping with her ex-boyfriend like weeks before being in Love Island. So she basically broke up with someone for the opportunity.
I mean, I don't blame her, but...
She ain't getting that deal, though. She's not come across well at all, in my opinion.
And her voice is really annoying.
Really?
My favourite in there is actually Millie and Faye. Faye's a real one.
Yeah, no, she is. She is.
And Millie, she's just cute.
Yeah, I think Millie, yeah. Millie's cute. Yeah, Millie's cute. You know what? Millie and, what's his name? Liam. Mm. They're giving me...
Mum and Dad.
Sam Fares. Like, yeah, Sam Fares and Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Very,
yeah,
like, that side of Essexy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We're going to have kids soon. I hope it works out for them. There's a bit of an age gap, though. Is it
about 4 years? Yeah, she's 4 years older.
Not terrible. How old? So, 25.
Yeah, he must be in his early 20s.
He's 21.
So old. He's 21!
Yeah, that's what allegedly is what he says, but I'm pretty sure he's, like, capping.
He defo is giving me, like, 28.
Yeah, he's, like, really young.
Anyways, we'll see what happens.
I really love this debrief. Wow, I got a lot off my chest.
Yeah, same. Where do we go from here? Right, that's it. Podcast done. Like, see ya.
See ya.
Oh,
I didn't even look at the time when we started. Now I'm not going to know how long the episode's going on for, am I?
Oh, for God's sake.
No, for God's sake. What are we going to do? Right. I mean, we just need to give you a little bit of fashion news. You know, it's only right.
It's only right. Go on.
It's only right. All right. Well,
I don't have a drink.
Neither do I.
Clucking hell.
Right. Shock. There's another copyright infringement in the fashion industry.
Okay, guys, you've got one guess to guess who's involved. 3, 2, 1.
They're not going to guess it. They're going to think it's the other one.
All right. Okay. Well, the answer is...
Fashion Nova.
If you got it right, take a sip of that martini.
Yeah!
You know you're clucking once.
Yeah, mother clucker. So basically, right, so Versace and Fashion Nova settled. They actually settled because there was going to be a trial.
Yeah.
The copyright and trademark infringement lawsuit that the high fashion brand filed against its fast fashion counterpart. The settlement brings to a close a year and a half long case that Versace filed against them. That is so mad. So basically, they stole, you know, the clucking dress that J-Lo won't bloody stop wearing.
That stupid green one. Nice. And the other dress as well that they copyrighted is busted.
No, all of them is like, it wasn't even worth it. It was not worth it. But they did like a book version of that green dress.
A book.
That someone's going to wear on their 25th birthday when Bae flies them out to bloody Cancun.
Why do you have to shade people like that?
Was that shade?
Like, because you know that
some heifers done it.
But why are you smiling? Because you know exactly, you know exactly the look. That is like, oh my God, I love him so much. Like,
hiding his face. Ah, damn. I'm private life is a happy life.
Like, shut up, bruv. No one cares about you and your dead teen boyfriend.
Still coming out.
Vacation.
And then they copied like some other dresses and one of the like, you know, the medallion Versace print, the yellow black one.
It's so clapped.
It's terrible. So yeah, that happened. What also happened is apparently Pretty Little Thing Group, one of the brands, they hosted a fashion show in like one of the Versace houses.
That's so
hashtag random, but it's also
cheeky because I swear you copy there.
They probably do.
I don't know if I saved the tweet.
Someone said Gianni Versace will be rolling in his grave.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
Like, that is so disgusting to me.
Because
why is this happening?
What's the other Versace woman doing? What's her name?
Donatella. She ain't focused. She's busy.
At all.
She'd be doing some things.
Bloody hell.
Clucking hell,
like.
But everyone, the thing is,
Little Thing, mate.
Everyone loves them so much.
Out, but it's like pay workers.
Yeah, because they got a new collab with Winnie Harlow.
Yeah,
and I was like,
no,
someone was like, she's got such good face, but like all I hear is that she's bad vibes. Like,
I
yeah.
saw that tweet as well.
Are we on the same Twitter?
We literally have the same TL like on every app.
I know.
Apart from Insta.
Crazy.
No, but the thing I liked about Winnie Harlow's.
Edit.
No, not the edit. Her launch party.
Oh, I didn't see.
Was Brie and Doja Cat finally.
Oh my God, I just fucking broke my dress. Sorry.
Clocking. God's sake.
Brie and Doja are giving me Paris, Hilton, and Nicole Richie.
Yeah. They're giving Prinny Ray and Amber Lux.
That part.
No funny fact.
No, but.
I'm Doja. But I thought, wait. Who's
more I feel
crazy?
Like I'm more Doja because I'm
I
more
feel
weird.
Like you're Doja.
You're Brie. But Brie. Also, no.
No.
I think we can actually be a bit of both because, yeah. like, we both have an element of, like, the high fashion that Brie has.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
we're both a bit, like, quirky, like Doge.
We're psycho.
She's not psycho. She's a Libra. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
That means
I know,
we're, like, soulmates.
Soulmates, yeah, literally soul sisters. But I love their reunion and, like, the pictures, everything. Brie was wearing a bloody leaf skirt, like.
I need it to continue for a few more days. Yeah. Like, I'm loving the relationship. I'm loving them going out,
like,
posting.
It's like, performing on stage and being like, Brie! That's my best friend. She a real bad bitch.
I love it.
Woman.
I love it.
She don't need no tip.
And shit. You know what? I actually love that for Brie Runway because it's like, UK are bad vibes.
UK are
bad like, if you don't want to accept me, that's I'm a girl to the US of
but
the A.
Is, you know who I'm so sad about? So Jessie J basically did that because... Her talent is just unmatched, and the UK just clocked her sideways. But the US didn't really
grab on either. I think you know what it is. I think because she had a very urban.
The man of my dream.
Oh, is she? Who's she with?
He's a guy in Step Up.
Oh, is she? Or Channing Tatum?
Yeah, she's
is she?
For time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Do you, sis?
I know.
But I think because she had a very, like, urban, soulful sound.
It was too
It's very, like...
British.
Not even it. That, Americans but it's like kind of, say. Like... It's kind of like Joss Stone, like, who do you...
You hear me?
What white singers that have that kind of, like, soul, black, adjacent sound actually blow in America?
Or anywhere, really.
It's difficult.
They don't. Look at Anastasia.
I don't think people... But it's... It sounds so bad, but I don't think people buy into it. Not that they don't buy into it, but it's like, who is your target audience?
Mm.
And who can say, I really identify with
you? Do
you
know what? Whoever her label was, whoever she was signed to, clucked her sideways. Because what
was... Jessie J.
You know, we had a paper bag, cha-cha-cha-chain. What's that song? We read about a prize tag. Like, what is that song?
Is that Jessie J?
Yeah. We had a cha-chain, get a baba. Yeah! Blame when I made the world dance. Yeah!
No, but that was in, back then, that was in, though. It's
yeah,
giving very,
was
like,
slapping,
Black Eyed Peas.
But, like, what is actually going on here?
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
It was when I'm out of breath, doing like a tilt, grab my crutch, wear my hat low like Yodi, and then she started doing some crazy.
No,
shit.
But this is what I'm saying. Who is identifying with this music?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they clocked her sideways because it's like, where were we going with these songs, and who is we trying to reach out?
And
to?
She was so
like, we loved it. We loved it. We sang it
like a brother.
Do it like a dude.
Like a dude.
And grab my crutch. What my hair?
Along like you. No, but you know when you address the lyrics, like, he signed this off. Like, no, like
I just want to talk to the boards.
I want to talk to the man, who's the manager.
Who is the manager here? Who's in charge? I just want to have a conversation.
Can we break it down?
Can we break it down? I'm just saying. Sorry, this is so random, but it's in my head, and you know me, and like,
yeah,
I need to get out.
Go.
So, guys, during my isolation, I've been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians from start to finish.
You're giving them your conspiracies.
No, so basically, this is something else. This is actually fashion related. It's so jokes when Kim starts going out with Kanye, right?
Oh my god, you're already there.
Oh yeah, she's pregnant with North.
Damn, you blitzed that.
Yeah, well, I had nothing else.
My girl was literally at the point where like Adrian Bailon and Rob broke up yesterday. How did we get here? How did we get here?
The minute I open my eyeball to the minute it shuts.
No,
I was
God.
Watching them back to back. And I had it on in the background.
Yeah,
as well.
Fair.
But when she gets with Kanye, he goes into her drawer with his stylist and he's like, we're just going to take out where there's like not right. And literally, the shit, she's left with like 3 items of clothing. He legit.
Oh, really?
He was like, we're gonna give you a whole new wardrobe, and that's what he did. And then she'd be like, yeah, like you don't wear like maxi sundresses anymore, like it's not in. And then Chloe was like, so what are you trying to say, like I can't dress because all of a sudden Kanye said that sundresses aren't in, and now you're not wearing a sundress, and now you're costing me because I wear a sundress. It's so mad how your man can really influence you. Now you're like beefing your family for wearing something that you said you were wearing a week ago,
and now she's gone back to like dressing like the old
Kim
K.
So, but this is what I want to know. Does he wake up every morning and like her outfit's laid out on the bed for her? Or does she get dressed and she's like, what do you think? Then he's like, no,
yeah, yeah. I think it's probably like a lot of the stuff she buys, he would probably okay.
Oh,
so then, so then already like what you have, you know, he likes it. And then she'd probably put things together and he'll be like, no, yes, no. But that being said, like, I don't think she can actually dress herself. I don't think she has taste.
It's mad because she was a stylist. She was Paris's stylist.
I don't think it was in a serious capacity. I think she was her PA.
Oh.
I don't think she
Where
was her stylist.
Where did I get stylist from?
No, I think she was
sure
definitely...
Kim K was a stylist.
No, she was definitely like her PA or something. Like it was... Because people always said like how the roles reversed. Like she was in the shadows of
Paris.
And then now she's like Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian. But, yeah, if you guys do want to know my conspiracy...
Oh God, here we
Kim
go.
Kim drove Rob to depression... because she was always so mean to him and like bullying him, and I think it's like partly she's got to do with his like overweightness and stuff.
Cool.
And that's just my defense that no one actually asked for.
No, literally, she sent me a voice note about this, like unsolicited, unprovoked.
Actually,
like, why
we
was
on FaceTime, and it was.
Oh, why were we on FaceTime?
That you probably weren't listening to because you never listened to me.
What do you mean? We weren't talking about the Kardashians.
Well, I was talking about the Kardashians.
Okay, I wasn't engaged in that conversation. The Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
Oh, God, God. I mean, speaking of dressing yourself, it's hot, guys.
It's hot.
It was like Joe T. We got warning.
Me, hot. It was something she wanted
to do. If you don't know, Brie Runway.
Hot.
Go listen, stream it.
Fun fact. That tune was actually recorded in the studios where we record. So basically, we're Brie Runway's best friend.
Yeah, this is like a Brie Runway stan account, stan podcast.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Yeah, no, it's super hot. And when it... Get your bum back in your skirt. When
look at my tan line.
Oh gosh, she's naked.
Sorry, I'm literally naked.
I'm so scared.
The vagine.
You're so dark though. That's so crazy.
No one believes me.
You're so dark.
Just see my titties.
No, I don't. Thanks.
Okay.
Anyway, for the third time.
Talk about titties.
Talk about it. For the fourth time. It's so hot and it's always a struggle, like with extreme weather conditions, whether it's like super cold or super hot. It's always like,
what are you
how at? Do I like, how do I dress? It's crazy. Like, I just want to be naked, like in a bush. But unfortunately, I have to like cover up and stuff. And I just feel like this is it's a difficult time for women, especially women who, through no fault of their own, have body that may seem somewhat provocative to these pervy men that can't like keep their eyeballs and their tongues like inside their mouths and their eyeball sockets.
mouth.
Like, no, their mouth and their eyeball sockets, eyes, mouth. Just tongue the mic.
She lips the mic.
Zaddy.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, I just got a point of view.
What?
Of what you're like when you... Anyways.
If you don't keep that trap
that
shut...
That clucking trap.
If you don't shut your clucking trap... I'm just trying to say one thing.
For sorry, COVID.
I just feel like, no, I honestly feel like when it's hot, it's so difficult because you want to dress according to the weather and you want to be free and liberal. And it's like, I'm a human, like these are my clothes, I bought them. But then also you're worrying like, okay, now I'm walking down the street, I'm going to get catcalled, or, you know, like men are just going to just go crazy. And I experienced that. I had some very like traumatic experiences on Saturday. So Saturday morning, had to do some errands. I was literally wearing cycling shorts and my Toni Braxton t-shirt, POV. Like, see it?
Yeah.
You got it. So I'm walking. This guy, like, drove, he was driving his car. He was supposed to be doing a 3-point turn, so I didn't really understand how he got close to me. He was like, hey. And I was just like, when I had my AirPods in, I just transferred to the game and say, I can't hear you, so I'm just going to keep going. And then I went to where I was going. When I came, he was still there. And I was like, this is very scary. Like, you are somebody's dad. Like, let's just think about this. You are somebody's dad. And
most likely have a daughter.
Yeah, and I just don't really appreciate this harassment. Also, it's like 10 o'clock. Like, have we even had breakfast? Like,
have you brushed your teeth?
Like, have the teeth been brushed? Like, it's not giving what it's supposed to have gave. Like, I'm just very scared. And I want to go home now. And it's, but I'm like, you know, I'm not mad because I get it, like in the cycling shorts, you know, the body, but it's fucking hot. Like, what am I supposed to wear? Like, denim jeans, track suits, or like a baggy? Like, no, I want to be free. And then later in the day, I went out again. I had to go and buy hair gel. Not that you care, but it's part of the storyline. So I'm walking. I'm looking shit at this point. Need the hair gel, so my hair's shit. I was even wearing a hat, like sunglasses.
POV, we all know Prinny's errand swag is like on the floor.
Yes. So she changed out of the Toni Braxton tee and she just put on the white Zara crop top.
Okay.
So it was piping, it was hot. And I was wearing my little Havaiana slippers, mate.
Oh, the toes were out.
The toes were out. I was giving, like, mum just sent me to buy salt.
You know when you wake up in the morning on holiday and you're going down for breakfast?
Yes. That's what she looked like with the hat and the sunglasses, just giving nothing. Sorry. Like, no vibes, zero vibes. So I'm walking... Right, I'm walking up the road and there's a car going in the opposite direction. And through the AirPods, I hear something like, big bum. This is a man, someone's dad. I hear big bum. And I was just like, did an awkward smile because I'm like very scared. Like, he was like, it's a compliment, though. It's a co-. And I was like,
but no one asked for your unprovoked compliment.
They literally didn't. So I just did like, ha. And I just, so then I cut into a side road because I was like, I don't want to walk all the way. So I'm going to go like a shortcut. So I'm off the main road.
Yeah.
He had spun the car around and followed me into the side road.
That's so scary.
And then he was like, hey, like, he's like, how are you? He was like, take, no, this is what he did. He said, take this. So he's doing your fucking move. Take the card.
Yeah, but don't do it. It's like 12-year-old boys. Do you know what I mean?
So he gives me this thing and it's like a leaflet. What's it called? It's like a leaflet of his business.
His clothing brand.
And it has a number.
On brand for us since we've got a fashion podcast.
Mate, it's basically like... The shittest thing I've seen in my life. And he's like, take this. He's like, my number's on there. He's like, I'm not going to talk too much, but like, you know, like the brand speaks for itself, but I'm really like known. I'm well respected. I'm looking at the flyer like.
When you start saying you're well known, you're known and well respected, that means you're not known and no one respected you because you shouldn't have to say
I was so scared. He's like, take my number. He's like, message me. He's like, message me. You won't regret it. Like, I'm not going to talk. He's like, I'm not going to talk too much.
You're doing the most. You're like, doing you're the talking most. Bears.
Then he was like, he's like, do you live around here? My spidey senses. I was like, nope.
No, sir.
I was like, nope. He's like, oh, I was like, my parents do. He's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, oh, where'd you live? I was like, oh, south. He's like, where? I was like, fuck. I was like, Camberwell. I was like, don't say this man lives in Camberwell because I'm clocked.
You'd have been clocked.
I would have been clocked. So he's giving it. He's like, yeah, phone me. He's like, so what time are you leaving the area? I'm like, oh, I'm not too sure. He's like, okay, well, phone me before you do. Like, it'll be. I'm like, what do you think? I'm gonna come in your car and give you a small licky, like in the car.
I'm leaving my parents now. Where are you at?
Go away.
How do you think this conversation was gonna go?
But this brings me to something else, which I'm not like a shamer, but this must work.
Yeah, if they keep doing it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like the way he came with such vim, this is not
his
first rodeo.
Which girl's the weakest link that's making these guys repeat these stupid actions?
This is not his first rodeo. I was like, bro, like, I mean, I got some bills to pay, but not by you. Like, I would not, I'd be damned if I get in your car.
What's that?
I'd be damned.
Ask yourself. You get over beside yourself.
No, and it's just, so I say all this to say, like, it's so hard being a woman and dressing in this heat.
Yeah. Today, I wanted to come in my really cute Zara romper. It is called a romper, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I put it on, and obviously, naturally, I've got a body oddy, got thick thighs, got the batty, like, you know, I'm curvy. It is what it is. I can't help that's the way my body is.
It's and how you're born.
In summer outfits. I may look a bit more
curvaceous,
and that's not my fault. What do you want me to do? Like, chop my bum off. Anyways, I put it on, and I was just like, I put a shirt around my waist. Nah, the shirt didn't go. I was trying a jean jacket, it didn't go. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take it off. Mum was like, why are you taking it off? I was like, do you want to know why, mother? Let me tell you.
It's hard.
Because men. And she was like, yeah. I was like, I'm literally innocently just want to go to my podcast, but they're going to think I want the attention because I'm wearing something that's a bit short and shows all my body. But it's like, I just want to wear something that's freeing and is minimal clothing, and I'm not trying to be provocative and I'm not trying to be sexy. But that also isn't to say that when I do dress sexy and I do dress what people may think deem as provocative, doesn't necessarily mean I'm doing that for attention either. I want to be sexy.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
It makes you feel happy. Like, it could be a confidence booster. Yeah. It makes you feel happy. You feel good about yourself.
I just feel like men need to just stay in their lane. Appreciate a good looking girl in your brain. Yeah. Don't look at me and don't chat to me unless I give you the eye look that invites you to give me a talk. Don't beep your horn. Don't do nothing. I didn't ask for it.
Don't do that.
Trust me, my eyes are working and I'm scouting the ends.
Straight.
So don't worry. If you're meant for me, you'll know.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the eye look, clock on.
You know what? I love women that just dress sexy unapologetically and they're just doing it for them.
I wish I had that confidence, which I do to a degree. But even then, I'm like, so I bought a few push-up bras. You know, I have no tartars. And like, I wore a top, and it when you look down, it looks like really like pushy up. Yeah. But when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, it's just a bit of cleavage. But I was so
scared.
I kept closing my top.
So
I was like, so what's the point in wearing it? But it's like, I just want my titties to hang nice and like have a bit of fresh air. But I can't do that because men are just all of them. Like, yes, all men. I don't want to hear about not all. No, all men. You're dirt, bruv. Like, I just don't get it. Like, there's no self-control. If we did the same thing back to men,
they wouldn't like it.
They would not.
But they don't like it anyway.
They don't
like it.
And they're like, oh yeah, some girl touched my bum in the club. Really?
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, she's so on me. Like, that's so like unattractive. Duh.
Really?
Never.
Nah, it ain't right. It's not right. And in summer, we struggle with this a lot because like, oh, I just want to wear shorts and a crop top. And now I'm being harassed by a 6-year-old man.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're literally a granddad, with a granddaughter, probably.
And it makes you come into yourself and just feel really like conservative. Like when I went out on the weekend, that white dress, you know, I showed you. I was so anxious the whole day. Basically, I was going to a white party. It was the only option I had. Mm. And I was so anxious because I was like, it's just too much.
And I was like, there's literally nothing about this dress. No, there's nothing that's too much about this dress.
No, literally, when I wore it and then when I was out, I was like, well, actually, it's not actually too much. And why am I always trying to like fade into the background or just be like, oh, like cover up and not be too much? Or like, what is too much?
Do you know what it is? It's from a young age, girls are brought up to... don't show a lot of skin. Mm. Don't do this naturally because it's like your parents are trying to protect you from these demon men.
Yeah.
So you always grow up with, oh, I shouldn't really show too much leg because this is going to happen. Mm. I shouldn't show too much arms or breast or whatever because this is going to happen. But it's like, why should I have to dim who I truly want to be because you can't control yourself?
Mm-mm-mm.
It's mad. Like, I can't live with my real truth. If I want to be a whore, let me be a whore.
Be a whore. Damn. Nah, it's peak out here, mum.
It ain't right. Let us know if you guys also feel this. I'm sure many females feel the same. But if anyone, like, just doesn't care, how do you get into that mindset of, like, blocking it out?
Good point.
As much as you do try to, you are still, like, conscious that you could have eyes on you.
Yep.
How do you just, like... someone help me, like, just not care. Like, what am I wearing today? Okay, right. It's not really that. Okay, my midriff is out. Yeah. Okay. I'm walking up the stairs. So I just finished coming up from Marx's. I'm walking up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And some, like, dad is walking down the stairs. And I just knew he was going to say something the way he looked me up and down. And then he says something after he passed. And they do that as well. They say something after they pass you.
What do you say?
And he's like, hello. That was it. But...
oh,
and
shut up.
I was like, why are you talking to me? Like, I don't want to say hi to you. And it's not me being rude, but like, I know why you're saying hello. Because it's not my neighbour. Or, like, you know, some people, they'll be like, oh, hi, you're right. Like, have a nice morning. Good morning. Like, no. You looked me up and down and then you said hello.
But I just feel like we just need to be doing... or men need to be doing age-appropriate things. Like, look at yourself.
All that as well.
And just look at the girl. Age thing. And just, let's really just process, like... do you think your age mates? Because it's very different. Like, it's not as if we're saying, like, I don't want male attention. I don't want...
I want it from my age group.
Look, like,
at me.
Yeah, like, if we're, like, age... even if you're not, like, attractive, like, I might even entertain the conversation for a little bit, like, because you're my age group and this is actually appropriate.
Yeah.
It's not the age thing. So, like, I ain't trying to be with someone's daddy.
And it's scary because it's like, you're actually a perv because I may not be a little kid, but I fucking could be.
And especially right now, you're quite fresh-faced. So, did you get ID'd?
Yeah, I did.
Facts.
I have no makeup on today. I literally look about 12. Okay. 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 17.
You can be like 16, 17. Like,
that's young.
It's quite disturbing.
And then it scares me because so many of the young girls now look so much older than what they are. And it's like, fucking hell.
The clucking, like, is really catching on.
The clucking is really catching on, but it's like, what if I experienced that? Imagine what the hell they experience, and they're so young and impressionable and easily influenced. They don't know how to, like.
No, but that being, I don't know if you have this experience, because sometimes when all these things go on online where people are getting cancelled for being like predators and stuff, I start casting my mind back to when I was like in school. I used to get chirps like in my school uniform by men. Like old, not like daddies, but maybe like
twenties.
It's not like it's not normal. I remember, oh my gosh, I'll never forget this guy. He was so peg. I swear to God, like if he was an angel, I'd believe it. That he was so peg. So this is the chronology of events. So I saw him one time. He lived near me. He was really good looking. He chats me in the corner shop when I was buying penny sweets. Like, imagine, POV. It ain't right.
That ain't right.
Then he got my number. And then we were, like, messaging and whatnot. Then I found out he had a fucking baby mum. And he had kids. His kids were literally, like, they're probably the same age as my brother. Like, they were in primary. Like, they were walking. Oh, one of them was riding a bike. Like, he had kids. Free. Yeah, it's like one in the pushchair, one holding the pushchair, and one riding the bike. Like, grown kids. I'm my school uniform. I'm like 15, 16. And he had the fucking audacity to call me one day. Do you remember where I used to live, where the meet, the green?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm at home. He's like, oh, can I come round? I was like, I don't get it. Like, I live with my family, like, my dad's here. Like, I don't really understand. I don't really understand what's going
on.
And he was like, oh, he was like, come out. Like, I'm by the green. Like, I was like, no. Like, what is going on? And that's not even the first, like, situation of, like, an older guy trying to press on me. Thank God, like, my brain, I'm a bit, I mean, I'm not the best with the brain, but at least I can put two and two together and be like, this ain't right.
This,
like, cut the
right
cameras.
Yeah.
But like.
But they were.
Predators.
It's really, really mad.
It's scary.
There was a video that was going around and this guy must have been about 20 or something. And he's like, yeah.
Oh, I saw her in the
school
uniform.
He's like, oh, well, she turns to 16 tomorrow. The things I'm going to do to her. And it's like.
Well, he's been doing the things. He's been doing it.
And she's like, oh my God, he's showing this scene. And the thing, you can't blame her. She doesn't know.
They don't know. You don't know.
They think, wow, male attention. Like, maybe I've never got this before. So I've got it for the first time. I'm going to hold on to it and do whatever they want me to do. Because I love this person so much. But it's like, no, you're being groomed.
No, yeah. 100%.
In a school uniform.
No, it's scary.
So that also. It goes show, like, yes, in summer, we struggle because, you know, you don't want to wear two revealing things. But, like. The same thing happens in winter.
Mm.
As in, like, men, it's not even down to what you wear. It's actually just men.
No. Yeah.
Like,
in
summer, it's more.
They just ain't right.
But they just ain't right.
They ain't right. They're just so entitled. Bless them. Well, not bless them.
No, don't bless any of them, bro.
But I like to think, in my head, I feel like the generation of sickos are going to die soon. Like, I kind of just have a bit of hope for Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. I do as well.
They seem a bit more woke.
Yeah.
A bit with it. They call out shit for what it is and not like millennials and above where we brush things under the carpet. Like, I was 16 and he was 28, but
No. Like, my dad, you know, like, our parents are like Facebook warriors. Like, they love all these videos. And he's like, look at this video. This man is trying, it's like this.
Oh, the school uniform girl, he saw it?
Yeah, no, this man, he's like a ticket warden.
Oh, right.
And then the dad's there and he's like videoing him. He's like, no, I didn't know her age, She's like, the chat is here, she says she's 15, blah, blah, blah. And my dad went off on one.
Wait, who's a ticket? What's a ticket warden got to do? I'm confused.
Ticket warden was moving to this 15-year-old girl.
Oh, in messaging.
Yeah, and the girl went and told her dad. Was like, Dad, this is what happened. They went and found the ticket warden man.
Right.
And my dad was like, instead of, like, we feel like, he was.
Box
he
him
was,
up. No, he facts.
Like, he's like, I'm going to prison.
Yeah, it's mad.
And I'm like, there is faith in men because, I don't know, all the men in my family, like, in my immediate family, like, are just not nonces. But when you think about it, that is someone's family member who's an actual nonce. That's so scary that your dad could be chatting up a 15-year-old girl.
It's a sickness.
That ain't right.
Even, I don't really even want to get vulgar, but even, like,
the parties when we was younger.
No, not even that. But the whole idea of, like, Brazilian wax, get laser, it actually screams very, like, paedophile.
Yeah, because, like, why do you want
to... Like, why do you want it to be, like, a baby's bottom?
You know?
Like, it's quite scary. Like, hygiene is clean.
Hygiene, clean. But there's actually men's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Don't have it. Da, da, da. I've actually spoken to a guy that's been, like, oh, like, is it really... Da, 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 da. He's like, because I'm not a 90s guy. Like, I'm not really, like, into, like...
You're a 90s guy?
Yeah.
You're into what? Hair?
Hairy. And I'm like, I was just like, you know, like, pubic hair is normal. Like, it's going to grow.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I do know that. But I'm just like, you ain't man enough then. Like, if you can't handle a little bit of stubble, a little bit of fur.
A little bit of furs.
Then that ain't right.
That ain't right.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean? It kind of screams a bit like, a bit pedo.
Yeah. Because every time I get a wax, I'm like, I'm a little kid again. Because I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, wow, look at me. So you know when you stand naked and you're
like... Like a baby!
I'm like, look at me bald!
I know, because I'm doing laser now. And part of me is just like...
Oh my God.
R.I.B. Nobles, yay! No more hairs outside. I think it will come back though, probably like hormonal, like when you have kids.
Yeah, yeah,
and then I'll probably like embrace the fineness of it.
But yeah.
But yeah, mum.
It's mad. Anyways, girls, look, I do want to say wear what you want to wear.
Yeah.
But just be careful.
Yeah, be careful. And you know what? No. Be free.
be free
and
G-check
these guys.
Yeah, but
don't get shot. No, because there was something the other day. Some girl got stabbed because she turned a guy down.
Yeah.
So actually, don't G-check them. Just be friendly, smile.
And call 999.
What, literally?
Yeah. Call somebody.
Call the cops. All right, guys. It's come to that time in the episode where we give you guys item of the week.
I don't have mine.
Where the sound effect at? Right. So... I'll speak really slowly while Amber finds her item of the week.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find mine. I'm not going to lie. I've not been looking at any fashion.
All right, guys. Recently. I will give you mine. Cause
oh, wait, actually.
She's going to find one. So, mine... Oh, no, I have to explain item of the week. Duh. So, for any new listeners, item of the week is where we give you an item that we've been looking at, fashion piece, that's been on our mind, on our wish list. And we need to speak about it on the podcast. And if you want to kind of see it, you want to see the link, head over to stylingcitydiaries.com.
And sometimes I do post it to our Instagram page when I remember and I haven't got COVID, because I've just remembered that I didn't post the last
episode. We didn't have a last episode, babe.
No, but the episode before I didn't post it. Ha ha.
Ah, the man!
And now like, I've missed it, so just gone to the website. Sorry.
Well, it's all popping off now. It's all going crazy.
Anyway, my outfit.
Right, so mine is... It's a new shoe that's actually available to pre-order from a black-owned brand. We'd love to see it.
We love it. Oh, mine's a black-owned brand as well.
AMPM London.
Yo, yo.
And it's the Fleur shoe in pistachio.
Oh, she's cute.
It's a nice sandal. It's a nice sandal. It's, you know what, it's giving. It's giving a lot. The heel is kind of like got a unicorn swirl. And then it's also got the, what's this thing called? When it swirls, the strap swirls around your ankle.
Like, you know, like the Twister ice cream, but your ankles, the like
twisted up.
Yeah.
We love to see it. It's quite expensive, but you know what? Support new businesses. £179.99.
Okay.
Available to pre-order.
Yeah. Okay, so mine is, I've actually used this brand before, but I'm going for it again because I really like this outfit. It's from MB Studios and it's called the Venom Set. And I saw it on Maya Jammer and I thought, cluck me up, I need it. Clock me up. And it's called the Venom Set, and it's like marble green kind of vibes with vest and trousers. Very cute. It's £109.
Ooh, nice.
And it's just giving like trainer or heels. It's like athleisure, but not the athleisure that you hate. It's like
wearable. I'm not going to the gym.
She in the gym tonight.
She not with gym tonight.
She in the gym tonight.
Yay! TikTok reference, if you don't know.
Get to know. And follow us on TikTok, Prinnie X Amber, because we have funny things.
All right, guys. It's been real. You know, last episode, I needed to pee. This episode, Amber needs to pee.
I don't know what's going. The way I'm jumping, I'm like, let's wrap this shit.
Wrap it up.
No, but have a great week. Enjoy this. Wear your SPF because...
Oh my gosh, fat.
Wear your SPF because I don't know who's getting wrinkles, dry skin, aging, dehydration, pigmentation.
All of them.
Put on, slap on the 50, ain't right? If you're black.
Yes. And look out for our Patreon Dating Diaries. We're launching it very soon. Because listen, the last couple of weeks.
We've been busy.
We?
Oh, you speak French now?
I've been busy.
So yeah, keep all it right. Eye. So obviously we'll let you know when Patreon's coming. I love you all.
Love y'all.
Have a lovely week. Bye.